listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Lives and elevating performance is at the heart of everything Shields Health Solutions does as one of the largest integrated specialty pharmacies in the nation. The Shields team dedicates their patient support programs, experiences, and data platforms to help reduce costs, achieve better clinical outcomes, and accelerate system-wide growth. This is the Shields Health Solutions Special Podcast Series.
About 2.8 million people worldwide have multiple sclerosis, MS, and that was a report that came out as of 2021. Two of the four different types of multiple sclerosis are progressive, meaning disability worsens over time. And then there's another aspect where people are able to carry on and continue to live with MS. However, our specialty pharmacists are really making an impact and making a difference. I'm excited about the ability to tap into subject matter expertise for our listeners on conditions, on treatments, on the way that our industry is progressing, specialty pharmacy specifically. I would like to welcome back Dr. Jennifer Donovan, part of the Shields Health Solutions team. Jenna, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be here. Good to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Jen, would you introduce your colleague today? And it's going to help us expand upon the latest in treatment around multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to introduce Alla Wilson. She's one of our clinical pharmacists within the Shields family. And we're so lucky to have her. She brings so much expertise and experience that our patients and our providers really value. Thanks for joining, Alla.
Thank you so much, Jennifer and Todd. Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to this discussion.
Well, I'm fascinated with the work that our specialty pharmacists do. We've referenced and talked with the Shields team before. I give a shout out to Anthony and how well he did on our previous podcast. Today, we're going to talk about multiple sclerosis, a chronic autoimmune disease over the central nervous system affecting the communication between the brain and other parts of the body. Jennifer, I'm going to start out with you. Kind of give us a stage set. How long have you been in specialty pharmacy and more specifically around helping people that are dealing with multiple sclerosis?
Yeah, I'm kind of a newbie to the industry. I know specialty pharmacy is been around for a while, about 10, 12 years. I've been part of that for the past 7 years and have really been helpful with our team in developing clinical programs that drive that quality care that patients are looking for, especially our MS population. And I've been working with a great team of pharmacists that spread across almost all 50 states now. So we're really privileged to be caring for so many patients, and I'm glad to be doing it with great folks like Alla.
Alla, what's your experience over the years in dealing with MS treatment protocols? How do pharmacists make a difference in the treatment of MS?
So I'm even more of a newbie to MS care specifically. I did spend the majority of my career working in a hospital system with not a lot of MS experience. But when I started with Shields about a year and a half ago, I was lucky enough to be placed in one of the major MS centers in New York. And that has really given me a lot of great hands-on experience, both with physicians, with patients, with, a very interdisciplinary team that we work with both at Shields and with the health system. And, I've been working hands-on with this patient population for, like I said, about a year and a half now. And, what I've learned is that pharmacists can really have a huge impact on individual patient care, as well as the engagement with the clinical team directly. I think one of the unique things that Shields has to offer, and in my role as an ambulatory pharmacist, is that I am positioned in the clinic. I see providers, I see the patients, and then I'm also able to engage with patients on a regular basis to kind of follow their continuum of care and be able to intervene more directly and kind of be that, person that will liaise with the physicians on their behalf and kind of be able to address their concerns really proactively.
I love that you called out that past experience of being, you know, working in a health system, because it does take this extra special knowledge and experience to know how to navigate health systems, because they're not very easy. And so if we as healthcare professionals find it challenging, we certainly know that it must be even more difficult for our patients. So that experience is exactly what our patients need, is to how do I get the help I need? And not only are your pharmacy expertise, but that experience really goes a long way for our patients.
Yeah, that is so true. I mean, it's so difficult to kind of navigate insurance issues, doctor's appointments, and at the same time dealing with this disease state, which is a chronic issue that is debilitating for a lot of patients, that can affect not just their physical health, but their cognitive health, their interpersonal relationships with their family and friends. So just being that extra person that they can rely on and talk to and be in their corner to help them has been, you know, really fulfilling as a member of the treatment team.
Treatment specialists, people who focus on rare disease, more specifically MS, our physicians, our nurses, and today we're focused on our pharmacist effectiveness. The only way to make things better is to rely on the data that we're gathering as treatment moves forward. Shields Health Solutions does an amazing job in documentation and in gathering data. There's a measurement called the ARR, the annualized relapse rate, which is the average number of patients reported flares reported in 1 year. And ARR is an indication of the response of MS treatment, as well as the disease progression. I kind of want to get into this, Jen, because this fascinates me in really being able to set some modalities in place and treatment in place that we can then turn around and share that data with other providers so that we can continue to refine and make it better. Share with us some of that study and some of your experience within MS treatment.
Yeah, no, to your point, it is very much a debilitating disease, and taking the medication is one aspect of it, and keeping patients on the medication is another. And at Shields, we definitely focus on both of those. And during our pharmacist calls with our patients, we ask them, how often have you had a relapse since we last spoke? And it gives us a sense of how their disease is progressing. Is their medication still being effective? Do they need additional help or support? And the pharmacist is able to take that information and, you know, reach out to the provider if needed, to whether or not, you know, additional therapy is need to be added or a dose needs to be adjusted. And so when you look at our annualized relapse rate, our ARR, we have it at a 0.18. And just for reference, that's about a little more than 2 relapses per year, which is pretty low. The reference range, and this is based on clinical trials. So clinical trials being nirvana, like the best of the best. Patients are following therapies perfectly. Life doesn't get in the way. And what they reference in clinical trials as optimal is 0.16 to 0.37. So again, it's we are well within that and on the lower range, indicating that we are managing patients with MS very well. And it's because of that engagement that we have with the patient.
Well, that's really interesting. And the paper that we're going to have a link to that's going to be in our show notes is the data that we're referencing, Jen and Ala. And I think data is so important for referencing more complex conditions, more complex treatments. And you really break this down into different components. And it's also from the experience from the patient and how do we keep them engaged in treatment? How are we intervening with things that are happening in our patient's life that may keep them non-adherent or adherent? How are you coordinating care between the health system and where things are happening, where there's a lot of stress, and then all of a sudden you get them home and the entire environment changes. Their support that they're receiving from friends, from family, from people who they live with, that is so important. How do you enhance that? How do you take advantage of people that are involved in treatment? What other aspects of payment are keeping our MS patients from moving forward in treatment? And then being able to renew, the renew part is also interesting. Pharmacists provide ongoing interactions beyond refills, proactively identifying opportunities to improve patient care and outcomes at each touch point. Ala, talk to us about that treatment modality set that Shields Health Solutions has learned to put things in place to mitigate the risk of non-adherence.
Well, there's, you know, a very large team within Shields that is responsible for interacting with patients for different reasons. You know, we have liaisons that will call for refills and schedule deliveries for patients. In terms of their interaction, they will always ask about side effects to medications, about new therapies that patients have started, any symptoms that they may be receiving, may be having. And if any of those questions kind of get answered in a positive way that they are having side effects or symptoms, you know, the team then is able to communicate that with the pharmacist, the clinical pharmacist taking care of that patient. And then we're able to intervene by speaking with the patients directly, finding out exactly what they're dealing with, what's happening to them at that moment. You know, we call the patient and then can assess, are they actually having exacerbation or a flare, or perhaps they're having a side effect to a medication. Depending on how the patients are doing and what symptoms they're reporting, we then take that information to the physicians and the nursing team. And, you know, I've had instances where we have scheduled like emergency appointments for patients because they were having acute symptoms and were just kind of waiting it out, thinking it's no big deal. They've experienced it before, it's passed, you know, that'll happen again. And, you know, being that extra point of contact, being, you know, in constant, you know, having that interaction and having that relationship with patients kind of helps them be more at ease and be more honest with their symptoms. And then we can use that information to kind of help them and get them back on track with their treatment.
Yeah, and I'd love to add on to that. Al, I think you make some great points just about the team approach and that it's the relationship. But one of the approaches we use, or our pharmacists use more specifically, is we assess the patient's risk for non-adherence prior to the patient even starting therapy. So we want to know what barriers exist so that we can address them immediately to put the patient on the best track possible. So there's usually three questions that we ask. It's cost concern and concern for side effects. And we address those on a one-to-one basis. So for example, if cost is a concern, we try to provide them some financial assistance or process their PA. If they have concern about side effects, how do we address those concerns and educate them on them as well? And then the last question we ask is about commitment. You know, what barriers do they have about committing to this therapy? And so these types of questions at the beginning really allows us to customize the patient's care plan and set them up for a strong adherence rate.
I think also in addition to that, you know, them being able to kind of get in touch with us, you know, given our easy access, sometimes a little bit easier than getting in touch with their physicians. Patients are able to kind of call us with their concerns And if there are issues that come up during their therapies, you know, they know us, they'll call and say, you know, I spoke with Ala, she gave me this advice, you know, I just want to kind of talk through a couple more things with her. And, you know, we're on a first name basis with the vast majority of our patients, and they're really able to kind of open up to us. And, you know, knowing that we're not just there to push medications on them, we're there for their overall well-being, and are able to kind of assist in a variety of different ways, not just, you know, delivering the medication, but also helping them with all of these other concerns like costs, like adherence, like side effects. All of these kind of come into play for the overall benefit of the patient.
We can talk about all kinds of best practice and ideals around treatment, but when the data comes back from your patient, when you're asking polls, you're asking survey questions, and you get a 92% back from patients reporting on treatment efficacy, it's kudos to the process to be able to continue to refine that process and know you're making the patient feel like they're not in this alone. They have someone that they can rely on through their treatment to understand their treatment. And the patient looks at things from their specific perspective. It's what they live in. Shields Health Solutions is looking at the entire population of patients that are dealing with this so that they can be a little bit more proactive. And as treatment moves forward and someone at a certain stage is feeling a certain way, it's not the first time that the Shields team has experienced it. It's like the 100th time or 1,000th time because of all the patients that you're serving. Talk to us about, Jen, about the efficacy of treatment and why it's such a high percentage under the Shields care team.
Yeah, I think it starts and with our liaisons. Our liaisons are integrated into the clinic. They do monthly refill calls to the patients. And so they're engaging on a monthly basis. So every time they call the patient, they're asking, how are you doing? Have you noticed any differences? And that call serves as a conduit to the pharmacist. So the patient always has access to the patient on a monthly basis. And when the patient is not doing as well as they had hoped, it allows the liaison to transfer the patient to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist is able to investigate. So there's less time between calls before things can get really develop into a flare or exacerbate whatever symptom they're occurring. So it's that frequency of engagement. That frequency also allows them to build that relationship. And so I think that is what's really driving our, you know, treatment efficacy score, is being able to engage before things develop into something more serious.
Ala, what has this whole process taught you about our healthcare system, about pharmacy, and more specifically, the importance of specialty pharmacy being that tip of the spear to really be able to attack the obstacles that are in place that are preventing our patients from feeling whole, feeling taken care of, and going through such a serious treatment?
I think one of the biggest takeaways is that our health system is very complex. There's only a certain number of hours and minutes in a day that, you know, one particular person can address an issue for a patient. But when we're working with like this large interdisciplinary team with a lot of experts on board, we're all able to kind of help the patients in a unique way and address their overall health and overall quality of life. So with Shields, you know, it's not just the pharmacist doing their job. It's not just a liaison or technician doing refill calls. We all talk to each other. We're all engaged in the overall health and quality of care for the patient. And I think we do a great job of having that care translate to their care in the clinic. You know, the nurses know all of us. They're able to kind of give us the problems and help so that we're working with the nursing team to resolve patient issues. I think with MS therapies and specifically medication is very expensive. We know that a lot of medications are expensive, but specialty medications even more so. You know, we are able to work with our teams to do prior authorizations, to get patient assistance, financial assistance, so that we can get these therapies that we know work, but are not going to work if a patient can't afford them. So being able to work with all these people with this large team, we're able to kind of get these therapies to the patients. We're able to get them to be more cost effective and then continue the patient's care by utilizing the clinic staff, our staff, to make sure that there are no ongoing concerns, ongoing side effects, and intervene when necessary.
Financial assistance is so important. And it, you know, when you're in pharmacy school, if you're listening to this and you're a pharmacy student, there's probably very few times that you've really talked about the importance of reimbursement and financial abilities, financial assistance for treatments. $54 million was secured through the Shields team for your patients in 2022. That is extremely impressive. Jen, that's a stress that you're removing from the patient on top of everything that they have to go through of how their treatment and how their condition is impacting their life. Talk to us a little bit about financial assistance and how Shields is helping patients not have to worry about that.
Yeah, you know, it's a great benefit that our liaison and other team members at Shields do to support patient care. You know, I imagine myself in the patient's shoes, you know, just getting a diagnosis of this debilitating chronic condition. My provider wants me to be on this medication, but I can't afford it. It's such a heartbreaking situation for patients to have to experience. And so this is, in my mind, probably the key step for care for patients. And I'm always so impressed by the work the liaisons do to break down this barrier, because medication should be available for patients to get that, you know, that care that's going to help live a better quality of life. And so it's something we're really proud at Shields.
For listeners, we'll have links in the show notes to gain access to this overview, this documentation, the MS outcomes sheet from the Shields Health Solutions team. I want to thank Dr. Ala Wilson and Dr. Jen Donovan. Once again, you're becoming a regular. We love to talk to you, Jen, as much as possible. But I want to thank both of you for presenting this information to our listeners today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Only your love.